in your future today with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready fast with one of our high demand career technical programs like nursing, heavy equipment, and welding. Or work on transferring to a CSU or UC with guarantee placement. Full-time students get 2 years tuition free. Summer session begins June 9th. Click or call 242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
This is Jason in the House.
Well, welcome to the Jason in the House podcast. Always honored that you would spend time and with us talking about things that are going on in the world. And today we're going to talk about what's going on in the news. Then we're going to highlight the stupid, because there's always somebody doing something stupid somewhere. And then I'm really excited to have Carol Roth joining us. You probably have seen her. Television, radio, books, you name it. She's got a great voice on so many things and understands business and just culture and everything else. But before we get to Carol, I want to highlight a few things. And I'm going big picture, going like 100,000 feet in the air, okay? Big, big issues here. There are a lot of discussions about tariffs, right? And for many people who are own businesses, own small businesses, and own medium-sized businesses, they're on their edge of the seat. What's going on? Why the volatility? Why now? What are we doing? But then you have others who are like oblivious to it, don't really care, don't really understand it. I'm not going to try to get into the nuances of one side or the other. But here's where I think we will be and why I think Donald Trump is doing this. One of the key things that is happening is there is a trade imbalance between our country and so many other countries. It's not a fair and even playing field. Donald Trump has been very crystal clear, and he has for decades, by the way. I'm talking like 30 or 40 years he's talked about this. If you are going to sell a United States-made product into another country, other countries will typically charge a tariff on our importing that to their country. And then if they bring their products into our country, it depends. And again, it's hard to make a sweeping generality. But what the president has said is, no, if you make it outside of the United States and then import it, you're going to have pay a tariff. Now, it used to be a time in the country where that's the only way the revenue came into the United States Treasury. I think there were some other avenues which they came in, but we didn't have an income tax. So we had tariffs. And Donald Trump has pointed this out repeatedly. Now, the disruption is hard for a lot of people, but here's where I think we're going to be. I think where we're going to be is 6 months from now, just a guess, just a marker, just sort of looking at the fall. By the time we turn the corner to the fall, and some of this could happen in the next day or two, right? You're going to have these individual deals done one at a time. Sometimes they'll dance four or five countries. Sometimes they'll do whatever, but we will be in a better position as a country by having reciprocal. That is, we bring this rate down to zero, they bring the rate down to zero. Deals like that, that get our country in a better spot. Now, the big one on the block is China. You could go product by product and start to see how China deals with the United States so differently than everybody else. And we become so reliant on China for far too many of our goods, pharmaceuticals, other types of things. It's just unbelievable. Here's a couple other factors that I want people to understand that I also think are part of the president's approach on tariffs, particularly with China. One is there is a war going on in space. I know most people don't take it to that level. I'm one of the few that talk about a war in space, but there is a war in space. You can't see it. You don't hear it. There's not people taking videos of it, right? Because it's in space. But the control of outer space and the technology that's in space is critical. I think it was critical in the development of what Donald Trump has done with the Space Force. I think it was critical in the development of what was going on and his proximity to Elon Musk, who understands space and the ability to get out into space with SpaceX better than anybody. And when you start to think, why did Greenland pop up on the radar of the president of the United States so quickly? It's because one of the biggest, if not the biggest, Space Force bases is in Greenland. And if you look at how potentially somebody would attack the United States, whether it be Russia or China, Greenland is right in the proximity that, they would come kind of over the top of the United States from the north. You look at it on a map and think, oh, they come from the east or west. That's not the way the globe works. So you got to look at that. You know, there's a lot of classified information out there. I haven't seen it, but I'm just guessing. But I think there's a reason why the president should be applauded and forever thanked for creating the Space Force. And number two, understanding that we need protection and we need to make sure that that Space Force is in place. And the other part of it is the president has talked about a shield, sort of like an Iron Dome, you know, that was built for Israel. The president has talked, and Pete Hegseth, the Secretary of Defense, has talked about the need to have a shield over the United States of America. Now, I'm guessing part of this shield, if you will, a dome, is to not only protect us from, say, something coming from the ocean out of the water into the United States, or from a land-launched a weapon, a hypersonic weapon, or perhaps something that's just dropped straight down from space. People need to understand that the president's job, role, responsibility is to protect the United States of America, and he's doing that, and he knows that the biggest agitator out there is China. So don't think it's just about, hey, how much did they charge us for syringes when we, you know, import them? Or, hey, we got this toy over here and we want to make sure that, you know, the hobby horse or whatever you're trying to, I don't know what it is. It's bigger and broader than that. It's also about protecting the United States. The president also frequently talks about the fentanyl tariff. Now, not enough attention is brought to this. I keep talking about it. I've talked about it on the previous podcast. I want to talk about it again, because if you're going to attack the United States of America, it's not going to necessarily be a kinetic attack. Although, as I just demonstrated, as I just argued, there is a need to make sure that we are not subject and held hostage by the attacks that could come with missiles and hypersonic missiles and all those types of things. There's also a way to kill Americans that I think the Chinese have been actively involved and engaged in. You know, if you think about it, if you're in the drug business, right, you're in the drug wars, you don't want to kill your customer. Why would you kill your customer? What you want to do is get that customer hooked, right? You want to get them on something that they can't get off. So he or she is just totally dependent on being desperate and paying you more and more to get whatever drug you want. Why would you kill them? That doesn't make sense, but it does make sense for China. And I know it's a pretty aggressive statement here, but that's what's happening, folks. When you lace something with fentanyl, you're rapidly increasing exponentially the death rate. That's why more people under the age of 45, the number one killer of Americans under the age of 45 is fentanyl. Now, people may not be going and say, hey, give me a fentanyl pill. They could be saying, hey, I need some Percocet, or I need some, you know, Vicodin, or I need whatever. But what's happening is, as Peter Schweitzer in his Blood Money book, and I got a relationship with the Government Accountability Institute, which he runs, the Chinese own a port that is right there off the in Mexico. And then they send stuff there, this port that's run by the Chinese. Then they ship it to northern Mexico. There is a plant there. We know exactly where it is. They know the name of it. There's a DEA report out about this. And there are more than 2,000 Chinese nationals that are there with pill presses, with the expertise, and they are building fake pharmaceuticals and bringing in fentanyl. They give it to the Sinaloa and the other drug cartels at cost, according to what Schweitzer's written about. And then those drugs are distributed into the United States, and randomly, guess what? About 100,000 people die. Now, that continues on. I don't know what the latest numbers are, but they're high. Well, Donald Trump knows about this. He inevitably sees it. And the question is, how is it going to be taken out? And so Donald Trump has signaled to the Chinese, hey, your fentanyl tax, it's right over here. Because that's, I'm guessing, not the only plant, the only way it's going. And by the way, those drug cartels, they're using Chinese apps. They're using Chinese encryption tools. And when they actually make their transition and they're bringing in their billions of dollars, it used to be that they would launder their money in Central and South America or maybe in the Cayman Islands and other places. No more. Now they do it through China. That's where China really makes a lot of money. So it's a win-win. China gets to make money and kill Americans. It's pretty nefarious. But Donald Trump's on top of it. And so when you think, hey, but what about my bike component that I need or my toy that my kid, there's a bigger play here with China. Now, I do think there will be deals struck sooner rather than later on tariffs, but that's an important thing. The other big economic story for this year, number two, which is probably in my book number one, is going to be reconciliation. Can the Republicans act as a team, get behind the president, and implement his one big beautiful bill? I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of gyrations out there. It's very difficult for Republicans to play team ball. You know, it's sort of in their DNA to say, hey, you know, we're independent operators. We have the freedom of choice. We can do all these things. Democrats are like lemmings. You know, they all read off the same memo. They literally say the same thing on the internet. They just the memo goes out and they all get in line. And when they jump off the cliff like lemmings, they do it. Not Republicans. And so it makes the tall order. But reconciliation, the ability to get through the tax cuts, they're going to have to take some sort of debt ceiling increase, but they're also going to need to cut spending. And I don't know that Republicans have the political guts to do the spending cuts that are necessary. I hope they do. I truly hope they do. But that's a big, big story. If the president can get through those two things by the time we get to the fall, whoo, our country is going to be zooming. And I think that's the vision that Donald Trump brings to this. And that's what I'm really, really just really excited about. So, all right, enough big, heavy news. Now we need to talk about the stupid, because you know what? There's always somebody doing something stupid somewhere. All right, first one. I have to give credit to KFI. KFI Radio in Southern California is like, they're huge. I remember growing up in Southern California. I was on there from like age 7 to 11. But KFI and this guy would tell you what's going on the roads. Anyway, they did this great thing. Oh, they're talking about Los Angeles, okay? And only in California, okay? They collected over $100 million. $100 million. More than that in terms of parking tickets. Now, think about how many tickets you have to give out in order to have $100 million. The problem is, as only California can do it, it costs them like $176 million in order to hand out $100 million in tickets, so they're losing money doing parking tickets. These idiots, it's unbelievable how stupid that is. Unbelievable. It's just, anyway, talk about the stupid. Perhaps my favorite stupid story of the, the week, of the month. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, she said she was led into the Oval Office. She didn't know that there would be cameras there. I hope you've been able to see the picture, but her holding that folder in front of her face in the Oval Office has to be the stupidest thing I have ever seen. Oh, I wonder where Gretchen Whitmer is. Can't see it. Governor, are you here? I mean, come on. I played this game with our three-year-old, you know, granddaughter, and she's more elusive than Gretchen Whitmer is holding a folder in front of her face. Oh, what a profiling courage that is. All right, next one. Crediting the New York Post on this one. New York Post, a pizza restaurant goes viral on the internet for a sign hanging that says, "Now hiring non-stupid people." I love that. I just had to highlight it in the stupid. Just don't go there. You don't want to go to that pizza place because, you know, they're not going to hire you. Next one. Got to go to the BBC, you know, British Broadcasting Corporation. Give them some credit here because a man got his head stuck while cementing it to a microwave. Now, firefighters had to be called in to get him free. Look, I don't know what leads people to try to do that, but that is like one of the stupidest things I could ever see. That's like, you're an idiot. Anyway, that's the stupid.
More Jason in the House next.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month. Level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Call Term Busters for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, call Term Busters. 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class. Exam required to qualify.
Seems everything costs more these days. Gas, groceries, and when's the last time you checked your wireless bill? When it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Switch to Consumer Cellular and get your second month free for a limited time. You'll get the same fast, reliable nationwide coverage without the Big Wireless bill. Plans start at just $20 a month. Here's Veronica and Jackie, real customers.
I didn't know that I could get something for a lot less money that was actually better than who I was with before.
Anytime anybody complains about their cell phone bill, we say, you've got to check out Consumer Cellular.
And now for a limited time, new customers can get their second month free when they use promo code SECONDFREE. Just call, click, or bring us your bill and see how much you can save. Because when it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit a store near you, or consumercellular.com and use code SECONDFREE to get a free second month. Real people paid to share their opinions in this ad. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
After a Soviet arms buildup in Cuba, President John Kennedy addressed the American people with the world on the brink.
This sudden, clandestine decision to station strategic weapons for the first time outside of Soviet soil is a deliberately provocative and unjustified change in the status quo, which cannot be accepted by this country if our courage and our commitments are ever to be trusted again by either friend or foe. The 1930s taught us a clear lesson. Aggressive conduct, if allowed to go unchecked and unchallenged, ultimately leads to war. This nation is opposed to war. We are also true to our word. Our unswerving objective, therefore, must be to prevent the use of these missiles against this or any other country, and to secure their withdrawal or elimination from the Western Hemisphere.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. A woman from South Carolina wanted in a murder investigation has been found and arrested in the Netherlands. The U.S. Marshals Fugitive Task Force announcing that 33-year-old Kendra Wilson was arrested by Dutch police April 4th. She and her mother, Cynthia Wilson, were wanted in connection with the 2021 murder of 29-year-old Connor Ethan Floyd. He was Kendra's ex-boyfriend and the father of her child. Floyd was found lying in his driveway shot on August 18th, 2021. He later died of his injuries at the hospital. Kendra allegedly fled the country with her 4-year-old daughter this March after she found out she was being charged in Floyd's murder. Her mom was arrested March 28th. Authorities told Fox News Digital Kendra and her child were living at what was described as a refugee camp. Both Wilson women are facing charges of accessory and conspiracy to commit murder charges. Kendra's daughter will be cared for by family members. There's more on the story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
This is Fox on Justice. Dallas Homeland Security investigations say they arrested Robert King, now accused of making terroristic threats against ICE agents, and DHS Secretary Kristi Noem. King is a U.S. citizen and was arrested in McKinney, Texas. ICE sources shared those posts with Fox. In one Facebook post, he says, quote, "If I see ICE agents in my neighborhood, I am opening fire. It is time to stop being blank and put the Second Amendment to work. ICE are not real cops. They are a secret police force with no real legal authority. Kill them." In another post, King reposted an article about DHS Secretary Kristi Noem visiting the mega El Salvador prison where alleged Frente Aragua members were taken. He wrote in part, quote, "I truly hope, and I mean this with all my heart, that Kristi Noem meets a horrible and agonizing demise." Secretary Noem has said, "If you threaten or attempt to harm a law enforcement officer, you will be found and prosecuted." Brooke Taylor, Fox News.
It's Jason in the house.
All right, time to bring in our next guest. She's done a little bit of everything. I'm really excited to chat with her. I want her to kind of explain her background and her experience and all of this. But, boy, she's done a lot, and I'm excited to have Carol Roth. Carol Roth, thanks for joining me on this podcast. I really do appreciate it.
Yes, I'm so excited to be chatting with you.
Now, look, I've watched from afar. You've got some great books out. Look, you've got a great voice, particularly for small business and just common sense. And so I'm thrilled to have you on.
Thank you. Let's get into it.
Yeah, let's get into it. Okay, so one of the books, You Will Own, and then it has a whole bunch of scratch marks. Nothing. This book came out, I think, 2 years ago. It's at the top of the list, but tell us about that. And I want to talk about business and where we are today in America, because, you know, I think Americans are optimistic. They want to relive they want to live the American dream, but, you know, it's tumultuous times right now. So give us your take, what you were seeing then, what you're seeing now, and why small business is the answer to America. So tell us, I mean, why small business is the answer for America. It's the answer for the American dream.
It is. Well, I hate the fact that You Will Own Nothing was so prescient. I always say that I don't like to be right when I talk about these things, but unfortunately, I could see the trends going on, and certainly we saw that feeling reflected in President Trump's resounding win. The middle and working class of this country have felt abandoned, and it is getting to be more than just a battle of right versus left. It's becoming a battle of the elites versus everyone else. So we've had, I would say, particularly in the last like decade and a half plus worth of time, a lot of government and Fed policy that has directed wealth towards asset holders and kept it from the people who didn't have the assets or perhaps who had less assets. And, you know, as somebody who spent my career in terms of creating wealth opportunities and trying to help people grab onto wealth, I know that wealth creation comes from ownership. So the more divides that we have to ownership, whether it is owning a home, whether it is technology, where our entire lives are sort of rented back to us as a subscription or a service, whether it is small businesses where you do own something, but the field has been, there's been a thumb on the scale that has tipped the playing field towards the bigger businesses versus the smaller businesses. All of those things are creating a divide between who has the opportunity to own things. And when you don't have that ownership, you don't create wealth, you don't have the ability to participate in the American dream. So certainly Main Street and having small businesses, just giving them a level playing field, I think, opens up that discussion and gives people a route to that ownership that can really help to right the ship. But it's been a long time. You know, small business has been beat up over the last 5 years with COVID policy, with their after effects, with Bidenflation. So it really is time to focus on Main Street.
You're listening to Jason in the House. We'll be right back with more of my conversation with Carol Roth, right after this.
looking for a great way to spend your Sunday? Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and indulge in our Sunday brunch. Available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. End your weekend with us and get this all-you-can-eat brunch for $45 with a River Club card or $55 without. Kids under 10 eat for just $15. Gather your friends and family and enjoy our wide variety of specialty entrees, perfect for a relaxing Sunday morning or afternoon. For menu or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente Chateau Maduro, handmade in the Dominican Republic with a dark Connecticut broadleaf wrapper, giving us a rich, medium-bodied cigar with pleasant notes of coffee, vanilla, and sweet spiciness. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
And so much of that money gets poured right back into the business, even though, you know, it may appear in your tax returns that, oh, you're making all this money. But a lot of people just doesn't feel like that.
It's very true. And I think that a lot of people don't appreciate the scope. When we say small business, it sounds like something small that we shouldn't consider vis-a-vis the broader economy. And I don't think people realize that today there are almost 35 million small businesses, of which 6 million have employees. The rest are solopreneurs who often use contractors or others in service of their business. And that compares to about 20,000 big businesses. So when you think about the entities, 99.9% of all entities are small business. They account for almost half the private economy. And when you think about new job creation, they are the majority of new job creators. So when we do, you put these policies forward that either tries to focus on Main Street but forgets that small business is a part of Main Street, or that favors these big businesses, it does seem like that sort of Main Street small business owner who's really critical, you know, really the backbone of the economy, that phrase didn't come out of nowhere, it's very true, often gets left behind. And I think that whether it's in Congress or in an administration, even the Trump administration, there aren't enough people who really understand the nuances of Main Street and small business to be able to fully represent that voice when we're starting to talk about different policies, because it's obvious, you know, how something is going to affect Apple, and it's obvious how something might affect, you know, an individual, but that small business that's such a key part of the economy, for some reason, always gets left behind. And because they're so independent and disparate, they don't have that collective voice that really represents what a big part of the economy they are.
Yeah, I mean, Jackie's Hallmark shop is going to be a little bit different than, you know, than Tim Cook's Apple. Yes. But they're so vital. And, you know, I look at my own experience, my own life, my family members and whatnot. It's really hard and cumbersome to hire employees, because they're so onerous in terms of all the rules, all the regulations, all the benefits, all the going the route of hiring independent contractors who aren't employees and have more flexibility. I mean, that drives a lot of businesses forward. And a lot of people have had good flexibility, good lifestyle, good success with these independent businesses, with these independent contractors. But boy, certainly during the Biden administration, that was a threat. They were looking at tackling that and changing those rules to independent contractor law that affect untold number of people listening to this podcast and throughout America.
Yeah, you absolutely nailed it. The hardest thing that there is for a small business is to go from zero to one employees. And that's why out of 35 million, only 6 million of them have employees, because you do have to jump through all of these hoops. One of my least favorite examples, because it's personal, is that I have a small business that's based in Chicago, and my one employee happens to work from home on a laptop, but I have to pay workman's comp and put up OSHA posters somewhere right, because that's the rule. And so all of these are costs that add on that could be going into her pocket or could be reinvested in the business, just because that's a rule that hasn't really thought through how we have shifted the way that we've done business over the years. You're also incredibly right about the Biden administration and their assault on independent contractors. There's a very bad set of laws that came out in California under AB5 that are trying to be nationalized in the PRO Act here federally, and it's been an absolute disaster. I mean, there are an estimated 70 plus million people who are doing contractor and gig work. And they're doing it not because they have to, but because they want to.
Right.
They want the ability to work flexibly. Your work, your choice, right? You do it the way that you want. And so for the government to come into the middle of a contract and say, no, you know, the business has agreed this is okay. The worker has agreed this is okay. But we, the government, say, I'm sorry, you cannot fulfill that contract, is absolutely ludicrous. And if we want to continue to grow the economy, we have to realize that we are in 2025 and things look very different. And the regulation, or frankly, what should be lack thereof, should look very different differently in this landscape.
Yeah, the regulation is something that I'm proud that that Donald Trump and his administration are starting to take on. Now, you know, we're less than 100 days into this administration, and we'll see how it goes. But, you know, when you start to hear the Lee Zeldins of the world or Howard Lutnick's, you know, Secretary of Commerce, those types of things, talking about things, they're saying the right things, but they got to pull back these regulations. And yet they're still... It also depends what state you're in, because, boy, states have got all kinds of onerous regulations that Illinois, as you mentioned, is going to be soundly different than, say, you know, Utah.
It's very true. And, you know, it's one way that the states can compete against each other. And frankly, why states like the one I reside in Illinois have lost many business owners to those states that are more business friendly. And I think we will continue to see that change until some of these states wake up and go, oh, OK, you mean that, you know, reducing regulation or reducing taxes actually helps us grow our state. Wow, what a novel concept.
Right.
But it is challenging to navigate. And there is a limited leash that the federal government has. But that being said, Trump in his first term did do a very good job in cutting regulation, and he was very much in favor of independent contractors and flexible work, something with that those Biden rules you know, did their best to undo. So I have confidence that his team is behind Main Street in that way, but certainly I'm always happy to push for more.
Well, okay, so let's talk about some of the bigger macro things that people are having to deal with. I feel like so much of the assessment of what's happening or not happening with an administration is based on the stock market. And, you know, the stock market gyrations that happen on a daily, hourly basis are not as forward long-term thinking as possible. What's your take on what's going on with the tariffs, and where do you see that, say, 6 months or a year from now?
So full disclosure, I am a recovering investment banker. It's a 12-step program. I'm somewhere stuck on step 11, always a deal maker.
Yeah.
I've been a financial commentator, you know, in this industry for a long time, multiple decades. And so, you know, I'm old enough to remember when the stock market used to go up and down and actually reflect what was going on. The stock market is not the economy, but it's also tied to the economy. We did have at the end of last year an overvalued stock market, and it's something that I went on the media and warned about. And so it was really looking for any excuse to have a pullback, and I think that they found one in the tariff policy, not so much because there are tariffs, because certainly during Trump's administration there were tariffs, during Biden's administration there were tariffs. I think the scope and the communication was not... It did not meet the expectations, and I think the order of operations, the choreography, did not meet the expectations. I think there was thought that perhaps we would get some of the deregulation and tax certainty first before we dove into the tariff piece. And so I think all of that created some uncertainty. I am less worried about the direct implications of the stock market because I do believe that it will bounce back over time. I'm more concerned about what I call the butterfly effects, right? Those downstream effects that you get. One is that based on history and recent history, we derive both indirectly and directly a lot of our tax revenue from the stock market going up. That both in terms of people having capital gains taxes, as well as the wealth effect on the consumer who feels good about things and goes out and spends to boost the economy. So the estimates, if we kind of go back to, I think it's the third quarter of 2022, you know, when we had the hiccups in the market, the estimate is if you project that forward, we could have a $500 billion cut to revenue just by the stock market being down over a prolonged period of time. And you know, at the time we're already running war level deficits to GDP, we absolutely cannot afford that. So that's one of my concerns. My second concern, as we have been talking about, I know it's going to be a huge surprise to you, Jason, but it is Main Street. And Main Street does not have the financial wherewithal. They don't have the runway to survive, changes to economic policy and absorb them the same way that obviously the Apples and the Nikes of the world can. And so, you know, as I mentioned, with small businesses being so beat up over the last 5 years, to now have to deal with something else, and if they're importing from, you know, let's say China, they've already been hit with, you know, 20% tariffs, and now, you know, depending on when you're listening to this, it could be at 245% tariffs, and who knows where it goes from here. That's not something that small businesses can absorb for any length of time. So I am hopeful, I think everyone who has an issue with the tariffs is rooting for President Trump, you know, thinks that there are some legitimate concerns, but thinks that maybe it could be more focused, more surgical, you know, more dialed in, if you will, to the areas that impact national security, things like pharmaceuticals and defense and, you know, technology and industrial, and maybe leave some of the things that will probably not be manufactured in the U.S., you know, in bulk in our lifetimes, you know, some of the consumer products and gadgets and the like, maybe leave them out of that, showing progress, dealing with more incentives and penalties, you know, a carrot versus stick approach. So I think that there's a conversation to be had around tariffs where it makes sense, but I think that the current approach has a very narrow window to take effect, and if that doesn't work, then the administration is going to have to show their willingness, which they already have, to pivot and to change and to understand that Main Street, which we know that they're huge supporters of, cannot absorb this over long periods of time.
More Jason in the House next.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Seems everything costs more these days. Gas, groceries, and when's the last time you checked your wireless bill? When it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Switch to Consumer Cellular to get the same fast nationwide coverage without the Big Wireless bill. Plans start at just $20 a month, and now for a limited time, new customers can get their second month free. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit a store near you, or consumercellular.com and start saving today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing, taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt?
I owe the IRS $37,000.
Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs that may protect you from IRS collection agencies. They have the power to garnish your wages, put liens on your property, and levy your bank account. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS.
Civic Tax Relief basically represented me against the IRS, and by the time everything was completed, I didn't owe the IRS anything.
Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs available for free.
I would recommend anyone who has a tax problem to contact Civic Tax Relief.
For free information, call 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908. Don't wait. Call now. 800-841-0908. That's 800-841-0908.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A stranger who raised over $300,000 to help a senior waitress from Pittsburgh makes today's Dean's List. Tammy Conzier and her son were eating dinner at a local restaurant when they met 81-year-old Betty. Tammy started a conversation with their kind server and found out that Betty couldn't retire. She just didn't have enough money to cover the bills. So Tammy decided to do something and shared Betty's story online with a GoFundMe page that started with a $25,000 goal. People were so touched by Betty's story that the donations kept rolling in, with over 13,000 people helping. In just 3 days, they raised over $319,000 to help Betty retire. In another video, Tammy was near tears, updating everyone on how much money they had all helped bring in. She said, quote, "I'm overwhelmed with joy with all the messages because I never knew this was going to happen." Janice Dean, Fox News.
Take a pause.
New York City isn't the safest place, especially when you're a turkey.
She flew across the East River, amazingly, and back to Manhattan.
Manhattan Bird Alert's David Barrett says Rosie the wild turkey got bold, going from the quiet of Roosevelt Island and into Manhattan.
There's more traffic. There are people that don't know how to deal with her. The dogs, all these things make life much more treacherous for her in midtown Manhattan.
Another dangerous spot for turkeys, inside Martin's Supermarket north of Elkhart, Indiana. The bird misbehaved so much the cops were called.
There's a very large turkey that just went in the store, and we need animal control out here chasing the customers. It's a really big turkey knocking everything off the shelves.
But then one of the cops grabbed the bird and carried it into some nearby woods. The police said on Facebook afterwards, no harm, no foul. Take a pause. Jill Nato, Fox News.
It's Jason in the house.
I think you'll start to see this domino effect of one country after another coming up with really good trade deals and that being put out there. The other thing is China. And I talked about it earlier in the podcast before we had you join. Again, I think so much of this is about China, and so many of our businesses, good businesses, American businesses, get many of their products and components from China.
Yeah.
But I think as you start to see this domino effect of these other countries, that puts more of the squeeze on China. And as I said earlier, China needs the United States. The United States doesn't necessarily need China, but there is, you can't just cut it all off. But certain components of the Chinese market, we have to be self-sufficient in. The other point I like to make, at least for those who are kind of looking at 2025 as a whole, is I think Donald Trump knows this is potentially very unpopular. It's a very difficult thing to do. There are disruptions and, you know, gyrations that are not always positive, but he's doing that during his so-called honeymoon period right at the beginning, while he also has the House, the Senate, and the presidency. But I think one of the biggest, probably biggest economic story of the year is going to be reconciliation. Can the Republicans play team ball, stick together, pass the bill, extend the tax cuts, expand the tax cuts? And I think Donald Trump is somewhat masterful in creating some distractions so they all start talking about this, that, and the other, thus buying more time to get the reconciliation package done, get these trade deals done. And by the time we get to the fall, I think the economy is going to be zooming, and I think small businesses will love it, absolutely love it.
Yeah, I'd say a couple things about that. One is, you know, we do have a hair on fire debt problem. I mean, this is not
right.
An understatement.
Exactly.
Our debt to GDP, our deficits to GDP, and the interest service that we have on our existing debt is not tenable. And the Biden administration has left the Trump administration in an absolute pickle with not very many options. And frankly, many of the options that can be pursued needing to be quite painful. So that is a real situation, but it does hinge on Congress. It hinges on Congress's buy-in today, because there's no point in doing some of the out-of-the-box things they could be doing, whether that's writing up gold or coming to a Mar-a-Lago accord with some of these trade partners, maybe even China, and resetting the financial world order. That buys you a couple of years. So we need them to be on board today in order to do that, or it's going to be for naught. But more importantly, there needs to be some sort of restraint that's put into place, because if not, we've then gone through this pain, we've given ourselves 2 years runway, and then we're going to be having the exact same hair on fire issue 2 years from now.
Yeah.
And that is really the multi-trillion dollar, like, fate of the U.S. problem.
Yeah, no, it's... Hair on fire is a good understatement of how bad the U.S. debt has become. When I first ran for Congress in 2008, I was running ads because I was concerned that the debt was at $8 trillion. Right. Now it's $36 trillion, and it's just getting worse. So totally agree with you on that. Carol, we need to learn a little bit more about you. We do this with guests on the podcast. So I got these rapid questions that I know you're not prepared for, but that's what makes this game so fun.
Love it.
All right. You ready?
As ready as I've ever been.
What was your high school mascot?
The Warriors.
Oh, that sounds tough. Where was this?
This is in Deerfield, Illinois. Deerfield Warriors.
Deerfield. Well, look at that enthusiasm.
Yes.
I love
the
it.
The Warriors.
Now, were you a geek? Were you a magician? Were you a musician? Were you an athlete? I mean, what was life like growing up for you?
Okay, so do you remember the Breakfast Club, which basically took place in the suburbs of Chicago, one of our rival high schools? I'm like all of those. So I was the weird one. I was like class president and, you know, nerdy person that was also nominated for prom queen. So I like had all the different people. And that's sort of my personality, that I do things and have these different cliques and do, you know, kind of even in my professional life, like work in these different buckets because I'm such a curious person. All of these interests. So, you know, you'll catch me one day with the nerds, and I'm definitely very nerdy, but you'll catch me another day with the jocks. I played sports. I'm very into sports. I do dance. I do whatever. I'm sort of the Jill of all trades.
That's a good description. That was really good. For those of you that have seen The Breakfast Club, that makes a lot of sense. What was the first concert you attended?
The first one that I remember was, this is the best concert, I saw Aerosmith with Guns N' Roses open for them at Alpine Valley.
That is amazing.
And Jason, you may know that, like, I rock a lot of big hair. I'm always saying big hair, small government. And so I really, that whole like 80s rocker hair metal thing is like something that I've never really gotten past.
That you truly live. Carol Roth, thank you so much for joining us on the Jason in the House podcast. Really do appreciate it.
It's such a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's been great. All right, Carol Roth, told you, she's amazing. She's great. What a great personality. I really appreciate her joining us. Hoping you can rate this podcast. That would really help us. I'd appreciate it. You can also subscribe to the podcast. Make sure it comes out just once a week. And I think if you want to see more, we've done over 200 episodes now. So you'll be, I think, amazed at some of the personalities we've had come in. Go have a look at that. But you can subscribe to it, too. I want to remind people you can listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app. Again, thanks for joining us here on the Jason in the House podcast. Rate it, review it, subscribe to it, join us again. Thanks again. I'm Jason Chaffetz, and this has been Jason in the House.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report, summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report. Both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Invest in your future today with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready fast with one of our high-demand career technical programs like nursing, heavy equipment, and welding. Or work on transferring to a CSU or UC with guaranteed placement. Full-time students get 2 years tuition-free. Summer session begins June 9th. Click or call 242-7650 Your success starts at Shasta College.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Former Senator Jim Talent says President Trump is doing all he can to give diplomacy a chance with Iran before he carries out a threat to bomb that country's nuclear facilities if they won't make some kind of a deal.
I think he also wants to make clear to the world that he's done that. And he probably wants to make clear to certain elements on both sides of the aisle that don't want us to do this, that he did everything possible to avoid it.
Talent interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. An SUV driver plowed into a crowd of people at a Filipino street festival in Vancouver, British Columbia last night. Authorities say at least 11 people have been killed, many injured.
Multiple people are seen on the ground while emergency responders work to give them medical aid. Sirens blasted in the distance as authorities asked people to keep the area clear. A person was heard crying as medics rounded the scene pushing a stretcher. Footage taken after the incident and geolocated by CNN show a tree-lined street strewn with debris.
That's correspondent Andrew Stewart. Authorities say this is not a case of terrorism. The driver has been arrested. He apparently has had mental problems for some time. Yemen's Houthi rebels launched a missile toward Israel this morning. The Israeli military shot it down. Sirens sounded all across the Jewish state, and particularly around the Dead Sea, over the attack early this morning. The Israeli military says the missile actually didn't cross the border before they were able to knock it down. South Korea's main liberal opposition party tapping its former leader Lee Jae-myung as presidential candidate for the June 3rd vote. The Democratic Party said today that Lee had won nearly 90% of the votes cast in the party's primary. He defeated two competitors. Lee is a liberal who wants greater economic parity in South Korea. More on those stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
They told us nothing but lies.
These timeshare thieves out there are terrible.
They bullied us.
Our timeshare is all a scam.
They stole from us. They were thieves.
I was completely taken advantage of.
Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group, and I know the tough spot you're in. Are you asking yourself, why did I buy that timeshare? I'll tell you why, because that presentation wasn't a normal sales pitch. It was a show to convince you that timeshare is a great investment. They told you it was available today and today only. They said you're foolish if you don't buy, and unfortunately, you believed them. We get over 3,000 complaints a week from folks just like you that were misled into buying a timeshare. Give us a call. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-989-1771. 800-989-1771. 800-989-1771.
Iran's president has visited those injured in a huge explosion that rocked one of the Islamic Republic's main ports yesterday. The facility purportedly linked to an early delivery of a chemical ingredient used to make missile propellant. The visit this morning by President Masoud Pezeshkian came as the toll from Saturday's blast at the Shahid Rajal port outside of Bandar Abbas rose to at least 40 people. Iran's military is denying the delivery of the ammonium percolate from China. Roman Catholic faithful have been visiting the tomb of Pope Francis. Beginning early today, they started filing past the simple white tomb in St. Mary Major Basilica. The visits come a day after Pope Francis was bade farewell by the powerful of the world and crowds of hundreds of thousands. A single white rose placed on the tomb that said Franciscus, that's the Pope's name in Latin, a light cast its warm glow over the tomb and a reproduction of the late pontiff's cross. News and analysis at townhall.com. Correspondence by a well-known Titanic survivor is sold for big money at auction in Britain.
A letter card written by Archibald Gracie has sold at auction for £300,000. That's about $399,000. Gracie, a first-class passenger on the Titanic, had written the note to the seller's great-uncle on April 10, 1912, just days before the ship sank. Gracie jumped from the sinking ship and managed to scramble onto an overturned collapsible boat and was rescued by other passengers on board a lifeboat. He went on to write The Truth About the Titanic when he returned to New York City. The letter was sold Saturday to a private collector from the U.S. I'm Donna Water.
Today is Sunday, April the 27th, and a number of notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including political journalist Dana Milbank, who is 57, and musician Lizzo, who's 37. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
The Fred Bear Show.
America's got to be in the lead if you want to deal with these threats. We're going to lead.
The morning is over. The Shiva is done. And if you're a conservative, you should be optimistic.
You know, my main priority right now is making sure that it delivers for the American people.
We have to make our country great again, and I will do that.
I think the president gets criticized by people all the time for the stuff he says, by people who ignore what he does.
Now, Fred Bear's All-Star Panel.
It's been roughly 3 weeks since what the president called Liberation Day. President Trump rolled out his reciprocal tariff plan. Though the president put a 90-day pause on a majority of these tariffs a week later, with the now 145% tariffs on Chinese imports being the only ones to remain in place, many world leaders remain eager to come to the table for trade talks, so says the administration. As the U.S. prepares to host South Korea later this week and has productive conversations, it says, with countries like Japan, the president continues voicing confidence in his tariff plan.
There have now been 18 proposals in more than 100 countries around the world who are wanting to make a deal with the United States of America.
Meanwhile, the legal saga of Kilmar Abrego-Garcia deepens. Lawyers for the Maryland man, illegal immigrant who was in Maryland, deported to El Salvador despite a federal court order, accused the Trump administration of stonewalling efforts to facilitate his return. The administration continues to assert that Garcia is affiliated with MS-13, the gang. A claim his attorneys deny, but has been supported by some evidence in court. And in Cambridge, Massachusetts, Harvard University is suing the Trump administration over its threat to pull federal funding, saying it has stark real-life consequences for the standing of American higher education in the world. The White House says the university has become a symbol of elite hypocrisy and anti-Semitic unrest. A lot to talk about. To discuss this and more, we bring in our panel. Fox News radio political analyst Josh Krashauer, Democratic pollster Carly Cooperman, and South and Hill Strategies co-founder Colin Reed. Colin, first on the tariffs, there is some, you know, thought that this better start playing out soon. Otherwise, what people are looking at in their 401ks will start to gel in their head, in their mind, and in the U.S. economy overall.
Yeah, and look, the President Trump's voters, many of them are willing to give him a wide swath on the tariff implementation, and they might be willing to take the ride for a little bit, even understanding that the turbulence and tumult that it's going to result. But members of Congress who are facing re-election next year are going to start hearing about it soon. if they haven't already. And what they need more than anything is to understand that the economic indicators that are putting pressure on the market right now and that are driving all these indices in the wrong direction, these members of Congress who are allies of President Trump, they have to be able to point to some positive movement. They have to be able to point to some sort of directional framework so that they can say, here's what we're doing, here's why we're doing it, and here's the end game. Because if you can't do that, then it's going to get challenging. And ultimately, the bigger issue here right now, as I see it, is so many of these businesses right now are waiting to see on pins and needles what's going to happen with the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, a.k.a. the Trump tax cuts that expire at the end of the year. And with all the oxygen being taken right now by tariffs, it's not a conducive environment for the legislation that needs to happen. And that's the best thing that they can do for these businesses and for these investors and everything else that's happening right now is get those tax cuts done. But it's just difficult to do that with the broader undercurrents playing out in the news media and the halls of Congress.
Carly, how do you see it?
Voters voted for Trump because they believed he was going to improve the economy and he promised to lower inflation. And instead, his tariffs and quite frankly, his changing positions, the on-again, off-again tariffs, as well as the conflicting messaging that's coming out from different members of administration, they're just making the economy worse. And for the first time this month, we've seen two different polls showing that voters say they disapprove of Trump's handling the economy. It's dropped into the low 40s. And it's because a large majority of voters say that they think Trump's tariff is going to hurt the economy in the short term. And so while, you know, Trump won on the economy, this is a huge issue for him. And this is probably the first real opening Democrats have had since he's taken office to show that this is the exact opposite of what he said he was going to do in terms of improving the economy here.
Mm-hmm. Josh, the immigration issue, we've talked about how the numbers do bode well for the president and the administration broadly. Democrats are putting a lot of stake in this Kilmer-Obrego-Garcia case on due process. And, you know, it's raising a lot of questions whether, one, this guy is all the things he says he is and that Democrats are defending, or two, you know, there were millions and millions of illegal immigrants deported under Presidents Obama and Clinton. Arguably, all of them did not have due process in that process. Otherwise, we would still be in judicial hearings and proceedings from that back then.
Yeah, look, I think the biggest challenge for Democrats is one of opportunity. They have an easy message about the economy that the stock market's on a roller coaster ride. It's been down pretty considerably over the last month or so. There's a lot of lack of clarity on where Trump is going to be going with these tariffs, whether they're going to be deals struck with other countries. And the polling, as Carly was mentioning, like Trump was one of the strongest issues during the 2016 campaign and throughout his presidency in the first term. Now it's looking like one of his weakest issues. So Democrats have like a slow pitch softball that they can hit out of the park, and instead they are trying to make a lot of hay with the Obrego-Garcia case. I think the problem is that they've made this so much about Obrego-Garcia. You had Van Hollen's visit to El Salvador. You've had other Democrats now trying to go to El Salvador for similar photo ops. That personalization of Obrego-Garcia doesn't focus on some of the more unsavory aspects of his background, but also doesn't focus as much about due process, which is, I think, where they want to be. So not only are, you know, Democrats missing an opportunity to talk about the economy first and foremost, but they've had something of a mixed message on Obrego-Garcia. I do think they have a strong case on due process if they made the argument that if someone like Obrego-Garcia can kind of be taken away without any hearing, without any trial, then it could happen to other people who, you know, also have more of a sympathetic case. But they're not really doing that. And I think Van Hollen's visit, while it achieved something, in terms of knowing more about his situation, didn't necessarily drive home that due process message.
Yeah. Colin, technically the DOJ says that, all of these people rounded up do have time before being exited, to file habeas, petitions. Now, whether that's true or not, you know, we can see. the bottom line I was making about all of the millions who have been deported under Obama, you know, arguably they did not individually all get a trial or a judge seeing a judge.
You've got a common sense argument versus a legal argument here. And in the court of public opinion, in the political arena where this will all play out, common sense will win every single day of the week and twice on Sunday. And that's what you have right here, is the idea that one party believes that we have too many illegal immigrants in the country and we should deport them. And then you've got the other party who's arguing that this is a good guy and Chris Van Hollen wants to go and sip margaritas and he just wants to meet him and he wants to take pictures with him and he just wants to be there for him. And it's interesting how that story arc has shifted over the last few days, as Josh referenced, away from, well, this guy, Mr. Abrego Garcia, is a victim and he's been mistreated and he needs to come home, to one of due process, because I think the Democrats are realizing that that's a loser for them, is to defending this guy who at his best is here in the country illegally, and at his worst faces credible accusations of domestic abuse, human trafficking, and gang connections. So defending that guy, palling around with him, it makes as much sense as defending taxpayer-funded gender reassignment surgeries for illegal immigrant prisoners, as Vice President Harris did on the campaign trail last year, and we remember how that all played out. But if you take common sense on one hand and you take a legal argument on the other, the legal argument is going to lose every single day.
More of the Brett Baer Show coming up. Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it's helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
We've got trade wars, rising costs, global chaos, and a skyrocketing national debt. It's no wonder gold keeps hitting record highs. With everything going on in the world, thousands of hardworking Americans are looking to help diversify their savings with precious metals like gold and silver. And they're turning to the top-rated gold company, GoldCo. Right now, GoldCo is offering you a free 2025 gold and silver kit. Plus, you could get an unlimited instant match and bonus silver if you qualify. Find out how you can diversify your savings tax and penalty-free today. Call 855-969-GOLD. That's 855-969-GOLD.
Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Seems everything costs more these days. Gas, groceries, and when's the last time you checked your wireless bill? When it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Switch to Consumer Cellular and get your second month free for a limited time. You'll get the same fast, reliable nationwide coverage without the Big Wireless bill. Plans start at just $20 a month. Here's Veronica and Jackie, real customers.
I didn't know that I could get something for a lot less money that was actually better than who I was with before.
Anytime anybody complains about their cell phone bill, we say, you've got to check out Consumer Cellular.
And now for a limited time, new customers can get their second month free when they use promo code SECONDFREE. Just call, click, or bring us your bill and see how much you can save. Because when it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit a store near you, or consumercellular.com and use code SECONDFREE to get a free second month. Real people pay to share their opinions, and this ad plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Take a pause.
New York City isn't the safest place, especially when you're a turkey.
She flew across the East River, amazingly, and back to Manhattan.
Manhattan Bird Alert's David Barrett says Rosie the wild turkey got bold, going from the quiet of Roosevelt Island and into Manhattan.
There's more traffic. There are people that don't know how to deal with her. Their dogs, all of these things make life much more treacherous for her in midtown Manhattan.
Another dangerous spot for turkeys, inside Martin's Supermarket north of Elkhart, Indiana. The bird misbehaved so much the cops were called.
There's a very large turkey that just went in the store. And we need animal control out here chasing the customers. It's a really big turkey knocking everything out the shelves.
But then one of the cops grabbed the bird and carried it into some nearby woods. The police said on Facebook afterwards, no harm, no foul. Take a pause. Jill Nato, Fox News.
saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Do you feel like you're spending too much for your cell phone plan? Well, a lot of plans for major wireless providers can be rather costly, but there are things you can do to lower the expense. In terms of unlimited data plans, you need to ask yourself if you actually need to use that much data per month. Whether you're shopping for a phone plan at a new company or sticking with your current provider, opting for a plan with limited high-speed data is a great way to save. And perhaps consider a mobile virtual network operator like Mint Mobile or Visible, which both offer cheaper plans by operating on the networks of larger carriers. And it might seem like you'll be paying a hefty price for multiple lines. However, with many plans, you'll get a significant discount for having two or more lines for family plans. And check to see if you qualify for additional discounts. Many major wireless providers may offer special deals for members of the military, teachers, and seniors, and there might be discounts available through your employer. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The State of Israel came into existence in 1948. Although the United States was the first country to recognize Israel, they were under attack almost immediately. UN Representative Abba Iman speaks on Israel's nationhood.
It would seem to me that after 3,000 years, the time has arrived to accept Israel's nationhood as a fact. For here is the only state in the international community which has the same territory, speaks the same language and upholds the same faith as it did 3,000 years ago. How grotesque would be an international community which found room for 127 sovereign units and which did not acknowledge the sovereignty of that people which had given nationhood its deepest significance and its most enduring grace.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The Bret Baier Show with Fox News chief political anchor Bret Baier.
Carly, I guess you know, the real question here is what does this look like going forward? The President Trump continues to focus on former President Biden as president, allowing these millions of illegal immigrants to come across the border into the country freely without stopping them. And yet he has to, according to Democrats, go one by one through a judicial process to remove them.
Yeah, this is an issue that gets really tricky for Democrats because, you know, Trump's strongest issue is immigration. There's large agreement among voters that things have gone too far. You know, people want there to be a reduction in immigration to the country, and they generally support the idea of removing illegal immigrants, specifically ones with criminal records, from the country. I think that what we've seen with polling consistently around immigration is that support starts to drop off once you get into the nuances in terms of how deportations are taking place, in terms of when people can be offered a pathway to citizenship, all of the like. And so this is a case where you get into those murky waters where it's like, yes, you know, sure, people, we want to get, we want to deport illegal immigrants, but the process of how it's being done starts to raise questions. And so Democrats are hitting on this argument of like, can't, you know, due process, but I do think that it gets to a losing position if you try to go in the weeds on it to beyond the emotional connection. And then obviously the more time they spend specifically on this one person, the murkier it gets because people are digging into his background. So I think Trump is betting on the fact that this is a great place he wants to be, even with the controversy surrounding what he's doing. And I think Democrats kind of want to scale back a little bit. They either need to keep it at a high level conversation around the process for which it's done to make sure that people feel like they have rights here in the United States. But also this is not the best place for them to stay.
Yeah, and you could see that in some of the answers to questions over the last few days when Senator Van Hollen, Josh, you know, wouldn't or couldn't answer whether he had asked Abrego Garcia whether he was a member of MS-13. And he kept on saying, well, that's not the issue here. The issue is due process, and it's at least part of the issue. bottom line. All right, so meantime, the battle, legal battle, between the Trump administration and Harvard University is stepping up, and Harvard obviously suing the administration. This looks to be a big, big battle, and it seems, again, Josh, like it's a fight this administration wants to have.
Well, Harvard University is not exactly the most sympathetic institution, not only because it's an elitist bastion that doesn't have a whole lot of public support, but that it's squandered a lot of its credibility over the last few years, especially on the anti-Semitism front, which was one of the big arguments that the administration is making to penalize and go after the school and other Ivy League schools. And it just kind of tolerated anti-Semitism without really taking it seriously for all too long. I think the question, though, aside from the politics, there's the legal question of how much, can the government sort of interfere in the doings of a private institution. I think they on the anti-Semitism front, that they're on pretty solid ground. On some of the other elements of trying to kind of micromanage the university's admissions and other aspects of the university day-to-day operations, it may be a little bit shakier. But politically, look, the more the administration is fighting against what they see as sort of the corrupt elite, they feel like they're on solid ground. Interestingly, there may be a different track on this and a lot of other issues between the politics of it and the law. The politics, I think they're pretty confident that they're on the right side. The law and the legal case may be a little more difficult for the administration.
Yeah, the other thing that's not in Harvard's favor is its massive amount of wealth it has. Colin, I mean, it holds an endowment that is $50-60 billion.
I think there's probably a lot of Americans who are astonished, before we even get to the current dispute at hand, that Harvard's endowment, which is, yes, $53 billion, and which costs an average person nearly $90,000 a year to go to full freight with housing, food, tuition, et cetera, is somehow getting $2.2 billion of American taxpayers each year anyway. And so that probably comes as a surprise to many people and is probably worthy of a discussion on its merits, given that we're living in this era of record runaway debt, inflation, and this broader discussion about DOGE and the need to trim the fat from government. But this is, again, the Trump administration likes talking about these 80-20 issues, the issues they feel as though 80% of the public are with them on. This is another one. There's not a lot of sympathy for Harvard University for all the reasons Josh mentioned. Everyone remembers, or many people remember, the disastrous appearance that their former president had before Congress, where she couldn't explain Harvard's position on anti-Semitism or whether students who were harassed would be disciplined, and all the just disgraceful conduct that happened on that campus the night of October 7th, 2023, student groups there holding Israel entirely responsible. It was just reprehensible, and that's something that I think crosses party lines. So again, much like the Abrego Garcia debate, we're having this broader discussion. The Democrats' best terrain is fighting the nitty gritty legal arguments, and maybe they're able to gain some merits there. But if you look for the forest for the trees, if you've got on one side someone coming down hard on Harvard University, on the other hand, a bunch of wealthy elitists standing up and voicing for them, because there's this broader thing going on right now where a lot of these institutions, law firms, et cetera, are settling or reaching deals with the Trump administration, whereas Harvard appears to be going the other way. So it wouldn't surprise me at all, Brett, if in the coming days they become Harvard University, that is, becomes kind of a martyr for these left groups who want people to have more of a fulsome resistance to the administration.
You know, all of the things that are going on, we can't cover it all, and for some Democrats facing questions, that's a good thing. Senator Elizabeth Warren, on a podcast, asked about her previous statements about President Biden's cognitive abilities and how he was up to the task and was very sharp. And she was asked whether she stood by those, and it took her a long time, Carly, to answer. Finally, she said he was sharp, and she was pressed, was he as sharp as you? And she paused for about a minute and said he was on his feet, and he was standing and delivering. And the podcaster said, on his feet and talking is not a good response. These questions are going to continue to come up as these books come out and continue to raise questions about what really happened at the end of the Biden administration.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that the Democrats really want to continue to look backwards into what happened as opposed to forwards. I mean, they clearly need to come off of the island that was the result of the 2024 election. But as part of that, we've been seeing for months a lot of in-party fighting about what went wrong and pointing fingers. And so to some extent, there's been a lot of pointing fingers about the fact that, arguing that Biden should have dropped out earlier in the race and would Democrats have been in the position they were had that happened? And then therefore the people around him, who were arguably protecting, where he was mentally and his ability to serve. In my opinion, any kind of pulling apart at this just does nothing to help the Democratic Party move forward, and they generally want to stay away from it. But I'm sure that it's going to come to the forefront as we see these books come out and more things that recall the end of the presidency for Biden.
Okay, panel, thank you. For Carly, Colin, and Josh, I'm Brett Baer.
Historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Reverend Jesse Jackson made a run for the presidency in 1984. In a speech, he apologized for remarks made referring to New York as, quote, Heimy Town.
If in my high moments I have done some good, shed some light, healed some wounds, if in my low moments, in word, deed, or attitude, through some error of temper, taste, or tone, I have caused anyone discomfort, created pain, that was not my truest self. If there were occasions when my grape turned into a raisin and my jaw bell lost its resonance, please forgive me. Charge it to my head and not to my heart.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
As President Trump's first 100 days comes to a close, join the Fox News Rundown for a deep dive into the history already made and a look ahead to what's next for the administration. Whether it is impacting your family, your finances, or the world, we've got the insight you need. Plus, the expert analysis and unique perspective you expect from Fox News. The Fox News Rundown, first 100 days. Listen and follow now at foxnewsrundown.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
This is Jason Chaffetz from the Jason in the House podcast. Join me every Monday to dive deeper into the latest political headlines and chat with remarkable guests to hear their take on American life, politics, and entertainment. And don't forget, there's always somebody doing something stupid somewhere.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcast.com
or wherever you download podcasts.
Must listen to podcasts from Fox News Audio. Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week with the smartest thinkers out there about the issues Americans face and where we're going as a nation. This show will feature deep dive interviews with newsmakers and some of your favorite Fox News analysts. I hope you'll join me as we dive into the fray. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1974.
Hank Aaron breaks Babe Ruth's record.
And delivering.
There is a contradiction when the executive branch is both investigatory and the subject of investigation. It is these events that forced the House, by a vote of 410-4, to set in motion this impeachment inquiry.
Greatness comes not when things go always good for you,
But the greatness comes and you're really tested when you take some knocks, some disappointments.
I, Gerald R. Ford, President of the United States, have granted, and by these presents do grant, a full, free, and absolute pardon unto Richard Nixon.
News as it happens then, news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A teenager from New Jersey who started a nonprofit to help the environment makes today's Dean's List. When Nihal Tamana had heard a news report a few years ago about a lithium-ion battery exploding at a waste disposal plant, he was only 10 years old, but wanted to do something. Now at 15, Nihal has recycled over 625,000 batteries and has provided battery bins in schools, libraries, and businesses to make recycling top of mind. His nonprofit is called Recycle My Battery, and Nihal says he wants to expand his idea across the U.S. and the world. He's teaming up with a battery recycling company in Australia, and many other countries are taking notice. Not only that, but Nihal is educating people about how throwing out batteries can be dangerous and destructive for the soil and our plants. Excellent work, Nihal. You made the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
The Brett Baer Show with Fox News Chief Political Anchor, Brett Baer.
Now for a bit of history. On April 22nd, 1970, Earth Day is celebrated in the United States for the first time. The event was created to increase public awareness of the world's environmental problems, with millions of Americans, including a large number of college students, participating in rallies, marches, and educational programs across the country. The first Earth Day did end up being effective, resulting in the creation of the Environmental Protection Agency in July 1970, which set out to regulate and enforce national pollution legislation. With that, happy Earth Day.
We are going to, at some point, just set prices for deals. Some will be tariffed. Some treated as very unfairly. They'll be tariffed higher than others. But we've been ripped off for many, many years. The United States has been ripped off like no country probably in the history of the world has been ripped off for 45, 50 years.
President there, joining us tonight to talk about the economy, trade, tariffs, Bank of America CEO Brian Moynihan. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, it's great to be here again. Good to see you.
All right, let's start 30,000 feet. You know, where you see the U.S. economy tonight?
Sure. So if you look at what we see in our data, and so one of the things we uniquely have is what consumers are doing, and we can see it. So if you think about April, year-to-date, you look at about a 5% money movement in the economy. $1.4 trillion has moved through those accounts in the economy. 5% more than moved for the last those four-month period round numbers last year. It's basically held up, and it's basically a little faster in the fourth quarter. So the consumer's still spending. Now, they're telling us that they're worried. They're telling us that they're thinking. So if you go to small businesses, they've got good credit quality. They're making money. But, again, they're worried about what happens next. And if you go to larger companies, the same thing. So I think the question would be, the economy is in reasonable shape, but our economists have lowered their growth assumptions by 1% this year, 1.25%, and about 1% off of next year, and basically have put in, you know, 0.5% to 1% growth, which is far different than they had, you know, 2 months ago, 3 months ago, and that's largely due to the uncertainty around how the tariffs will break. If it solves quickly, I think the U.S. economy will be fine. If it takes a year, that could be a little interesting.
Yeah, so J.P. Morgan had put the probability of a recession at 60%. You all came out and said the bank doesn't see a recession.
Yeah.
That was April 15th.
Yeah.
You're still in that spot, right?
Yeah. Yeah, our research team, which is the Candace Browning Pilot team, they don't see a recession. They don't see the Fed cutting rates this year. They see them cutting starting mid-next year because they think inflation will be a little sticky, and then the Fed will bring rates down by 100 basis points next year, not this year. And they see, but they see the economy slowing a lot. And that's where we've got to be careful. They still see positive growth, but you're going from a 3% growth rate in the third quarter of 24 to under 1% growth rate in this quarter, meaning the second quarter, first quarter, second quarter this year. That's a big slowdown in a big economy.
That's what you said to Liz Claman at the end of March. You said you didn't think, your people didn't think that interest rates were going to fall.
Yeah.
And that was a bit surprising because, you know, obviously the president calls on Jerome Powell to cut interest rates all the time. Is it possible that that could change before the end of the year?
Well, our team says none. The market says three. The market said once, 6 weeks ago. So a lot of this has to do with really the belief of whether the trade will work through. And if it works through, then the fundamental underlying economy is okay. Credit quality is good. Consumers have a lot of money in their accounts. The unemployment rate's very low. And that's going to be the debate. The Fed has to keep that course going down towards 2%, and they don't think they get there till the end of next year.
You're one of the big lenders out there, top lenders, mortgages. March home sales dropped to their slowest pace since 2009. They're saying more inventory, slower sales, starting to put a chill on prices. You see that? How does that affect all that you're talking about on mortgages?
Housing's been difficult because the rate structure moved up so fast and dramatically. It's sitting at a pretty high rate. Now, for people who own a house today, their mortgage rate's locked in under 3%, 60, 70% of them, they're fine. The move-in rates had nothing to do with them. For the people who want to buy a house, that's a different question. So it's just going to be muted until the rate curve settles in, until people get, quite honestly, a treasury rate where it is now is really more normal than we've seen for the last 15 years. We just got used to very low rates. And so I think until people sort of get used to that, a 6% mortgage, 7% mortgage, you and I would think we did that.
There are, some scary indicators. The U.S. dollar index, falls to the lowest level on Monday since March of 22. Is that a red flag, a warning?
That's... The dollar, we believe, is going to continue to weaken a little bit, but not as much. It's weakened. And that has to do with just all the discussion going on. And we're here in Washington, IMF week, and everybody's wringing their hands what's going to happen next. But it's a lot to do with that, and a lot to do with the uncertainty of the trade policies and the growth in the U.S. economy. What you've seen is the treasury rates and dollar move pretty violently for people in those businesses. In the grand scheme of things, 4.5% 10-year rate and 4.25% is not that different, but when it moves that fast, that's the unusual thing. So you saw some reactions, but I think the dollar weakness is reflecting a view of the U.S. as being the best place to invest, etc., that people are expressing now. I think it would shake out if some of this uncertainty comes out, it'll shake out. And if you ask our clients, our investor clients, they just want to see, there's four or five policies out there, they understand them all now. The administration is very transparent with what they're doing. A trade policy, an immigration policy, a deregulation policy, the tax policy, etc., trying to create more jobs, manufacturing jobs in the U.S. The question is, people can't quite reconcile how they all work together. And until that sorts out, they're a little bit worried.
Do you think that the markets are waiting for that one deal, that one blueprint that kind of lays out what this is all going to look like?
I think for two reasons. One is that we give them a blueprint, as you said. Second was so that their deals can be done. And I think so. If the rumors are true that certain countries are closer and there'll be something, I think that'll do a lot to calm the market down, because they'll say there is a way to get this resolved. This is a lot of trade deals. I mean, I remember after Brexit, people said, well, we'll just go out and negotiate 275 trade deals. UK said, I don't think they're done with a third of those, probably. I don't know the number.
It's complex. It's like
very
three-dimensional chess.
But an outline saying, hey, it won't get worse next, I think that would be helpful. If that were done with two or three countries, like the Treasury Secretary said, we think we'd get that done. That would calm the market, saying there's a path to get there for country A, country B, country C. And I think that would be very helpful.
What about the premise that the president makes that there needs to be this rebalancing, that the U.S. has been, in his words, on the back end of a lot of deals, taking the short end of the stick for a lot of years?
I think the issue is sort of what's your driving point. If your driving point is manufacturing jobs, then you'd say we lost a lot of manufacturing jobs. In 1970, there were 20-odd million manufacturing jobs. There's 13 million today. But there's twice as many people. We went from 80 million people working in the U.S. to 160 million in that time frame, which means services jobs took over. So it really depends on your point. If you look at it from manufacturing jobs, if you look at just basic fairness, we have stuff to sell. Other people sell us stuff. Why don't they buy more from us? That's the case in China. So I think each country is a little different, honestly. The USMCA countries were part of an agreement that was negotiated in the first Trump administration, so it's a little hard to say that wasn't a deal that we lived with as a country. So I think it's just making sure, and there's national security interests. I think there's very different premises. If you come at it from national security, that's about chips, that's about shipbuilding, that's about that. If you come at it from just fairness and buying, that's more about a China question. The other countries are more imbalanced. If you come about it, let's make sure we get jobs back here, that's a different thing to solve. So I think it really depends on your look through. I think the U.S. has been pretty successful when you put it in the global context. Even since the financial crisis, go back and look, we were going to be outgrown by China, outgrown by Europe. The reality is we're 1.6, 1.7 times the economy size. Those countries haven't moved nearly as much. So it's been successful, and we have a lot of great things this country got to make go.
All right, so biggest strength in the economy that you see, biggest weakness that you see?
Oddly enough, it's the same thing. The question is timing. The biggest strength is U.S. consumers employed, has money in their accounts, their credit quality is good, and they're spending well. The biggest weakness, not here yet, but could happen, is that changes. And that's really down to business employment. If you saw today, the new claims for unemployment is still very solid, at a level that's below where it was in 19. In 19, the amount of workers were smaller. So I think the real weakness is the question. The real weakness will be if companies really start reducing headcount, laying off people. Right now, that hasn't gone on. But that's the worry about not being able to figure out what profit margins are and not being able to plan the future. The second weakness I worry about is business investment. We predict that to slow dramatically this quarter and next quarter. Therefore, that's why the economy would have, we had it grown almost 2.5%. You know, 6 months ago, we now have grown 0.5%. That is all really drilled out by business investment in the U.S.
Well, it's fascinating. As a golfer, I watched the Masters. I saw the ad. So now you're in the Masters game there. And yes. Golf with Us looks like an interesting thing.
Yeah, so what we did is we became a champion sponsor for the Masters this year after having done the Latin American amateur, the Asian amateur, the women's amateur. And now we've went to the tournament. It was a great tournament. Rory winning. It was really something else. But what we'd said is, how do we take golf out to bigger environments? So we went and worked with a nonprofit and said, look, for $5, kids between 6 and 18 can play on these mini courses. All they got to do is join a golf club. And that golf club is out there, and you can join it. 30,000 kids have joined since we ran those ads.
Wow.
And so 30,000 kids will be able to play 3,000, 4,000 municipal courses for $5. And so it's really interesting. And we're getting a lot of courses coming to us. So our strategy with a lot of these sports sponsorships, whether it's Boston Marathon, Chicago Marathon, this, what we're going to do with FIFA, is how do we push this sport out to more and more places? And that's what we're trying to do. And Augusta National is a great partner, and they worked with us, and this is a great program. 30,000 kids really in less than a week have signed up to this golf club to go out and play, and I think it captures the spirit of what golf can do.
That's right. $5, that's good. Brian, thanks.
Thanks.
More of the Brett Baer Show coming up.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt?
I owe the IRS $37,000.
Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs that may protect you from IRS collection agencies. They have the power to garnish your wages, put liens on your property, and levy your bank account. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS.
Civic Tax Relief basically represented me against the IRS, and by the time everything was completed, I didn't owe the IRS anything.
Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs available for free.
I would recommend anyone who has a tax problem to contact Civic Tax Relief.
For free information, call 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908. Don't wait. Call now. 800-841-0908. That's 800-841-0908.
Seems everything costs more these days. Gas, groceries, and when's the last time you checked your wireless bill? When it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Switch to Consumer Cellular to get the same fast nationwide coverage without the Big Wireless bill. Plans start at just $20 a month, and now for a limited time, new customers can get their second month free. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit a store near you, or ConsumerCellular.com and start saving today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing, taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at FoxNewsPodcasts.com. Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Failla, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at FoxNewsPodcasts.com. Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Failla, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
The Bret Baier Show with Fox News chief political anchor Bret Baier.
In 2024, the People's Liberation Army demonstrated growing capabilities through persistent pressure operations, with military pressure against Taiwan increasing by 300%. China's increasingly aggressive actions near Taiwan are not just exercises, they are rehearsals.
Well, tonight we focus on the threat from China to Taiwan, also President Trump's tariffs and trade. Joining us is Alexander Yue, Taiwanese representative to the U.S. Mr. Ambassador, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Rick, for having me.
You heard that test run, if you will. I know there were some live fire drills recently that were very aggressive by China. It's happening a lot.
Yes, it's increasing in number of times that they're conducting these exercises. And as I know for power mission, it's a rehearsal, not just war games. And this is even now unannounced because they consider that as their backyard, so they don't need to let other people know that they're in what they're doing. Although 50% of world trade goes through the Taiwan Strait, so it is it does affect world trade.
You know, as we see that area in the map here, it does affect world trade, and there is always this guessing game of when D-Day may happen, when China may invade Taiwan. Being there, what does the leadership think about that?
Well, Xi Jinping has mentioned 2027 as a year that the PLA has to be ready to take Taiwan by force. 2027 is the centennial of the People's Liberation Army's founding, so that's a symbolic point, and it's depending on what we do, what Taiwan does to better prepare itself for this eventuality, that we hope for peace. But as the saying goes here, repeated frequently, peace through strength.
Technically, our policy is strategic ambiguity.
Yes.
It's a little foggy when we talk about it, but the last two presidents have been asked about it. Take a listen.
So unlike Ukraine, to be clear, sir, U.S. forces, U.S. men and women, would defend Taiwan in the event of a Chinese invasion.
Yes.
Is it also your policy that as long as you're president, China will never take Taiwan by force?
I never comment on that. I don't comment on anything because I don't want to ever put myself in that position.
Are you all convinced that if it happened, that the U.S. would come to defense?
It is our house. We'll keep our house safe. And it is on fire. We'll try to put the fire ourselves. But friends come from outside, from where neighbors come to try to help, we will obviously welcome their help. But it is our responsibility to safeguard our homeland.
All right, let's talk tariffs. The reciprocal tariffs went in place beginning of April. China is the big focus of this administration, but if you look at the list, Taiwan is on that list.
Yes.
And you're at 32%. How do you look at that? What do you see? And what is it doing physically as far as trade goes?
When the announcement was made on April 2nd, obviously Taiwan and many countries were shocked by this high number of percentage applied to Taiwan in particular. But actually, what United States wants to accomplish, which is to re-energize, reinvigorate United States manufacturing, it confirms to Taiwan's strategy itself. Mm-hmm. So you've heard about President Trump's announcement in April about March, about TSMC's added investment of $100 billion added to the $65 that they already are doing in Arizona.
This is for chip making.
For chip making, advanced chip making. And also recently there were announcements of NVIDIA working with three Taiwanese companies, Foxconn, TSMC, and Windstrom, to manufacture AI computers in Texas on order of $500 billion, and et cetera. So we are already position ourselves in the United States, and this U.S. goal conforms with Taiwan's also.
Well, I mean, the U.S.-Taiwan total trade, there is a deficit there, $73 billion.
Yes.
in trade deficit. And that's one of the reasons around the world the president has said he wants to change the paradigm on how that operates. Are you in the process of negotiating?
Yes. April 11th, we started the negotiation process, and it's going well. President Lai, in his op-ed in Bloomberg recently, he already outlined what we're ready to do with the United States in this process, which is, first of all, tariffs. We want to lower the tariffs reciprocally, you know, to zero if possible, but we're willing to talk about tariffs. Also about investments. We just mentioned about the growing number of investments from Taiwanese companies in the United States. Also about non-tariff barriers. This is something that has been impeding Taiwan trade negotiations with the United States for many years. I think this is the right time to do away with these non-tariff barriers.
You are in the process of negotiating.
Yes, we're in the process of negotiations. Arms procurement is also important. We're going to buy a lot of more weapons from the United States. We're going to buy LNG from the United States. We're going to buy more agricultural industrial products from the United States, and that will itself lessen the trade imbalance between the United States and Taiwan.
You have a lot of congressional members on both sides of the aisle that have made the trip to Taiwan. You have a lot of support there. You have a senator.
Yes.
That's even put a book together.
Yeah, let me show you. Senator Dan Solomon from Alaska, he put this pamphlet that he distributes to everybody. And when this is a companion with speeches in the Senate and also at the think tanks about why Taiwan matters. But this is a way to show the United States that we are a relevant partner with the United States. Also, Congressman Joe Wilson from South Carolina, when we were together at an event recently, he showed the bloodshed of his father's flying jacket. And his father was a flying tiger that helped our people defend ourselves during World War II. And this is, to make no mistakes, who your friends were is the flag of my country, Republic of China, Taiwan. And we were being allies since World War II, and we're friends and allies today also.
Wow. Mr. Ambassador, we appreciate your time, and welcome back anytime to talk about the situation.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Everything costs more these days. Gas, groceries, and when's the last time you checked your wireless bill? When it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Switch to Consumer Cellular to get the same fast nationwide coverage without the Big Wireless bill. Plans start at just $20 a month, and now for a limited time, new customers can get their second month free.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit a store near you, or consumercellular.com and start saving today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Attention retirement savers. A top U.S. bank predicts a 2025 recession as tariffs rattle markets. According to reports, 2025 recession risk just increased significantly. That's why thousands of hardworking Americans are turning to award-winning precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is offering you a free 2025 gold and silver kit. Plus, you can get an unlimited instant match and bonus silver for qualified accounts. Call 855-969-GOLD. Find out how you can help diversify your savings, tax and penalty free today. That's 855-969-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Attention veterans. Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.